Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And so we welcome you again to another conversation space right here on the Scripture Spotlight, where we go deeper into God's Word and shining that spotlight on the Word of God as we're studying our Voice of Prophecy lesson. The Discover Study Guide is what we are busy with, and today we are doing a lesson titled here, About Your Future. It's all about your future. And so join us as we'll be having this conversation, inviting you to share your thoughts, your comments with us, +27 73 470 3520. Now, when you look at the world around us, haunted by natural disasters, by political division and uncertainty, it feels easy for one to be overwhelmed, right? But where is history actually heading, one can be asking. Believe it or not, the answer has been recorded in God's Word. In the Bible, that's over 2,500 years ago. In a forgotten dream, a vision of massive, massive, terrifying statue made of gold, silver, bronze, iron, and clay. And at first glance, this ancient Babylonian imagery feels disconnected from our modern lives, right? From what we experience on a day-to-day basis today. But when you study it, when you look closely, this prophecy then becomes one that is actually a panoramic flyover view, right, of the world as we know it today, as history has played out, and it will lead us right down to our own day, past that, to the very end of the human age, and proving that human history is not spinning out of control. In fact, it is moving toward a divine destiny, one that Jehovah, the King of Kings, already knew ahead of time. So study with us this lesson, a profound one, as we look at an amazing Bible prophecy. Joining us in this lesson is going to be our guest, Sister Claire Mulamfu, who is now on the line to take us through. Good morning to you, my sister, and welcome once again to the Glorious Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Trusting that you're doing all right on this day.
I'm all right. Thank you. How are you?
No, by God's grace, we are doing okay. Thank you so much. So we are here again to study the Word of God, and we are looking at apparently not the Lord who just wants to give us a second chance, but who already knows what's best for us because He knows the future. Maybe summarize what the lesson tries to teach us in this profound prophecy found from Daniel chapter 2.
All right. Thank you so much. So I'm sure most of us are familiar with the story of King Nebuchadnezzar and the dream that he had, and how we find Daniel, by the grace of God, being able to interpret what the king had dreamt of. And we see from the king's dream that he had a lot of things going on in the dream. Find an image that is not just one color or one material, but it's of different materials. And then the king is puzzled and he needs someone to explain to him. So you find in the dream of the king, you find the dream representing the timeline of empires. You know, we find the head of God representing Babylon. You know, this was a glorious kingdom that also came to an end, if not last. We also have the Medo-Persia. We also have Greece, we have Rome, we have the divided world represented by the feet and the iron, the feet of iron and clay. So this is a dream that the king had, and we find a man of God. God interprets this dream to us. He wasn't just interpreting it to Nebuchadnezzar, no. It wasn't about the king. It was about us. It was about everyone that is living and everyone that lives. This was a dream that was showing us where we are going. So this dream clearly shows us who is in charge and how human kingdoms will come and end, but Christ's kingdom will last forever. And that's why we see the last part of the dream that the king had is the kingdom of God that was represented with a stone that was stone without hands. And so we know to say Jesus is coming to establish a kingdom that will never end. Mm. I think in summary, it was the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. Mm. Yes. Mm.
Yeah. Profound stuff. Profound stuff I could tell you right now. And maybe someone wondering to say, but what does this dream, I mean, 2,500 years ago is a long time. What does that have to do with us today?
Okay, so imagine in a world where we see all these things happening and we have no clue, we have no idea how they, we just see them happening. We've never heard about them, but they just happen. I think that would put fear in us because we would definitely not know our faith. We would definitely not know where we are going because we just see things happen randomly.
Mm-hmm.
But because we have this dream now, we know to say, even when we look at the dream and everything that has happened, we know to say the Bible and the Word of God is not some random history. It is something that is going to happen, something that has happened and will happen. So what does this matter to us? It gives us a roadmap. You know, it shows us where we are going. It puts things in perspective. When we see the bad things happen, we know to say these things will not last. We'll not concentrate on the things, but we'll look forward to the promise of the kingdom of God that he is going to establish at the end of all these human kingdoms. So that also points us to hope. Because like I said, if we could just see things happen randomly, we'd definitely lose hope of the future life that is promised for us. Because we do not know what is going to happen. We do not know the life ahead of us. But because God is so concerned about our mental health, imagine if all these things used to happen, people would have run mad. Definitely. Growing up, I did not like to hear stuff like this about the Bible prophecy, about the world, about all those things. I never used to like these things. If anyone was to start talking about this, I would definitely close my ears or walk out because it put so much fear in me. But now that I have grown and I have read and understood what these things mean, it gives hope because I know all these bad things, all these things will not last. It gives hope because I know there's a better future that lies ahead of me. So this matters to us because it gives us a clear picture of what is going to happen.
Yeah. The clear picture, indeed. The clear picture. Why has God given his people, I mean, the gift of prophecy? When you look at how Daniel wrote here, and then like you're saying, it's not him who was wise who then says, no, I know exactly what's going to happen for the next 2,000 years. No. It's God, like he says in the interpretation. There is a God in heaven who still reveals these things to people. And that's the gift of prophecy in essence. Why did God do that? Is it meant to frighten? I mean, a lot of people, when they look at prophetic writings, be it the book of Daniel, the book of Revelation, they're so scared. And I think in one other prophet, I think it was Jeremiah, was even called the prophet of doom. Is that what God is aiming for?
Not at all. You know, when God gives us the spirit of prophecy, when we have this, it is meant to build our faith. You see, when we see the fulfilled prophecy, you know, the prophets have said all these things. And when we begin to see all the fulfilled prophecies that have been prophesied a long time ago, we know that the Bible is true and that God can be trusted. So you see, someone gives you this vision, gives you to say, okay, in the next future, this is what is going to happen. In the next 3 days, this is what is going to happen. And then the exact thing that that was being told, the exact thing that was said happened in the exact way that it was said was going to happen. Doesn't that give you some kind of faith in the person that said it was right?
Yeah.
It surely does. It surely does because if, for instance, we would just have things said and they don't happen, our confidence in God would diminish because how can he say things that are not happening? And if all those things were to happen, or if things were being said that were going to happen and they don't happen, would have been saying God just wanted to straighten us because he wants us to walk in his path. And so he just says things that he tells us to say things are going to happen this way. Meanwhile, they don't happen. He just wants to put fear in us so that we can follow him. But it doesn't, that's not the thing. That's not the fact here. The fact is God wants us to build our faith in him. So he tells us, and when we see them happening, then we are able to know that God can be trusted. And also, like I said, it just gives us hope. When he gives us a prophecy and the things happen, it gives us hope to say there's a better kingdom that is coming. And when God gives us this prophecy and everything that we have, it surely guides how we live. If we know to say this world is not our home, if we know to say there is a time where people will never meet and will always argue in one way or another, trying to put people together will be so difficult. Others will be tired because of the same thing. We prepare our minds to say, what am I going to do when that time comes? So prophecy is not there to threaten us. Prophecy is there to prepare our minds, to guide how we are going to live. Are we going to remain faithful to God? Is it the time that we need to invite God and strengthen our belief in God? Or is it the time that we should become threatened of what we hear? The headlines and things that happen should not threaten us, but it should strengthen us so that when the time comes, when we're in that situation where we have to choose, when we are in a situation where we have to remain faithful, we have the strength to do that. So prophecy is there not to threaten us, but to guide us. Yes.
Not to threaten, but to guide. Not to frighten us into righteousness, but actually to have us choose it because we find it as the better option. Maybe then as we draw towards the close, how would you help someone understand, you know, the impact of prophecy on the believer who is waiting expectantly for Jesus' soon return?
Okay. So, the impact of prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it gives us peace instead of panic. So I pray everyone that reads prophecy should have a positive impact on their lives and not a negative impact.
Mm-hmm.
If you are filled with fear all the time you read prophecy, then you really need God to help us. We really need God to help us because he is there to put peace in us instead of panic. What do I mean by this? When you know to say this thing is going to happen, you'll be at peace because you know the end result of that thing. But if we were to watch things unfold randomly, we'd panic because we do not know the end result.
We don't know what's happening next, yeah?
We do not know what happened next. We do not know what other kingdom who the next ruler will be and what they're going to do to us. But because we need, it should impact us positively because it gives us the peace that we deserve. And God is a merciful God.
Amen.
God loves us. He cares about us. That's the reason. I feel this is the reason. It's because of God's love that he has shown us what the future will be. We do not know exactly how things are going to unfold, but we know exactly how things will end. We know what the end holds for
Amen.
Us. And so
Amen.
You need to give the believer some peace of mind. And if you believe in Christ and you really want to be with Christ, the prophecy should give you a peace of mind.
Amen.
Okay? So, when God gives us this prophecy, it should make us be intentional about life. I think that's the greatest impact of prophecy. It makes us believers, it should make us believers to be intentional about life. You know, as a believer, you do not just call yourself a believer and then do things that you feel you should do. When you call yourself a believer, then we need to, like we discussed in the other session, to say, you have to walk in the path of the one that calls you. So if prophets, we know to say, this is the prophecy that is going to happen, this is what is going to happen in the next future, this is what is happening right now, then even how we live our lives in, with intentionality. We are intentional about how we are doing everything. We are intentional about how we pray. We are intentional about how we interact with people. We are intentional about how we preach the gospel to other people. We are intentional about everyone. We even care about the people around us because we know what the future holds for us. Mm. And we also want the person next to us to partake in this future. Yeah. So prophecy is, so it's a gift that God has given us, and we need to embrace it with peace and not with panic.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, thank you so much, my sister, for this rendition of the prophetic take of Daniel chapter 2, talking about this amazing Bible prophecy. Any final thoughts you'd want to leave with our friends this week as we wrap up our series for the week?
Okay, so what I would want to encourage every listener out there is we should never stop praying. All the headlines we hear, everything that is happening, we need to focus on who has called us in this journey of Christianity. We do not have to fear. We do not have to panic. All we need to do is pray, and God gives us the peace that no human being can ever give us. Even when things are not going on well, when you just pray, there's that kind of heavenly peace that God gives us that people around us cannot understand why we are smiling even in the storm. So keep praying, and yes, let's read the prophet. It's a gift of God. Don't fear it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I'm just imagining to say, if God can talk prophecies to the letter thousands of years ahead, what more our life, you know, which is just a few decades, surely he can control, and he can know, and he can help us prepare for our future as well. Well, Sister Clay, thank you so much for taking the time again to study with us. We want to just appreciate you, and we pray that what you have spoken encouraged somebody, drew them closer to Christ, and of course has equipped them to be better prepared for their tomorrow. Until we chat again next time, God bless you, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that's how we're wrapping up our Voice of Prophecy segment, the Scripture Spotlight for this week, as we were being forewarned. They say that to be forewarned is to be forearmed.
Do you want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.